Blog Talk Radio.
Ever fade away, least it felt like that at the time. Never seen her be a friend of mine. I consider her my lucky charm. Couldn't got my heart away from harm. No, I try not to write a song so sad. Myself just to keep my smile. All the pieces came falling down, saying she's still gonna stick around. Here I am, same place again, home with my friends, my faithful pad and pen. Always seem to somehow help me through. I get a chance to talk to you, and just wanted to see how you do.
Yeah.
standing on this ledge, trying to make it clear.
Says, take me away. is deep, it's deep and it's deep. So lonely, you know, this type of vibe is stronger in time. I won't go on alone. I won't so completely home. Can't hold on until rightly. Whatever it is, I know that it's real. Long as you know, no complaints.
There's been a little bit of a change in plans. Number one, let me welcome you to 15 Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network. My name is Mojave, also known as Hot Rux, affectionately known amongst my tribe as Kindred. Tonight we wanted to bring you one of the most prolific poets, MCs, motherfucking raps. But unfortunately, with a heavy heart, I announce that he is currently in the hospital due to heart and kidney failure. So we are going to pray for him. So I'm actually going to pause everything and take a moment of silence because we want him to understand that when he listens to this broadcast, he'll understand that not only did we think of him, but we gave time and space as we know that he's in our prayers. And we want him to recover as soon as possible. We love him. He's been a brother to me. He's been one of my generals. He's a dope dude all around. And one of my favorite people that come in the truck. I had literally come to him and I was like, bro, I was like, this is going to be dope. And he agreed. And sometimes it's not about what you know, it's what you can see. So in the meantime, I'm going to take 30 seconds to give this moment of silence. So be with me in a second while we do so. Thank you. Now, we're going to go on with our regularly scheduled program. But we didn't come empty-handed. We did not come empty-handed. Did not happen. This evening, we're going to run out with the poetry guns out. With the magnificence of the newest drip. Affectionately, you know, we named them Drip U. Drip University, Drip U, Fall 22, a.k.a. The Thirst. We have them here this evening. I hope that you're prepared. It is an open mic if you'd like to participate. I'm just going to give you fair warning, all right? You're going to take your socks off today, but you're going to stand in some honey. You're going to take your socks off today. You're going to stand for money. Now take that as you want to take it. But I'm just going to give you that one. Just understand that whatever happens to you tonight happens to you. We're going to say shh, let it happen. Now, in true typical fashion, what we're going to do is we're going to open people's microphones, let them rock out with their socks out, jam them out with their clam out, make sure to participate. Alright, and if you're ready to participate, make sure that you press 1. But if we see your hand raised, and we'll bring you in, all right? It's going to be an open, free conversation. I'm going to ask them questions. I'm going to let them get in their bags. I'm going to let them get in their honeypots, really. And it's just going to be some things. And we're going to talk about what it means to be a part of the Honey Drippers through Drip U 22. Now, that being said, one of the first people I'm going to get, bring them in here, is I'm going to go get Rare. She comes to me as a Rare epiphany. Rare, are you there?
I am. What's up?
What's going on? One of my co-host spirits and one of the instructors of Drip U 22, The Thirst. So how was it with your first drip class that you had to teach? How was that?
It was lovely, especially with so many dope artists that I respect so much. They stepped up to the plate. I'm proud of them, and I'm ready for the drippage that shall happen tonight. Drippage and carnage.
Yes. Now, really, please understand, right? We are not here for a long time. We are here for a good time. And I got a little bit of everybody in here, so we just going to start opening these mics. Next person I'm going to go to is, I got to make sure I got them in here, is from Win 22, Songbird. Songbird had was very instrumental. Hey, Songbird. Because she named some of the 22 names. She threw some names out there that was prolific. And they stuck rather well. Pretty fantastic. I can't even complain. So, you know, you gave one of my favorite joints. You nicknamed Sarah G. Pound Cake.
Yes.
And I was like, yo, as soon as you said that, I said, fuck it. This is just going to work. This is going to work.
I didn't know you was going to pick it, but I thought it would have been so cute because her name is Sarah G. So I was just like, Pound Cake. Nobody does it like Sarah Lee.
That's true. This is true, and it sucks. So I mean, it actually went down. All right, hold on for a second, because I know somebody is trying to reach me, and I'm trying to get to the joint because I think I might have missed something, but it might have went through my Instagram. Who knows? But in the meantime, let's get to it. Let me bring in Drip 22. Also, my best friend from Philly, one half of Erotic Love Zone, one half of this is one half. You know, all things are good when you get the Pearl and Negro in the joint. What's up, Danielle?
Hey, Abby. Hey, people. What's good? New drip, old
hey,
drip.
Sugar.
What's up? How you doing?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We just bring everybody in here. All right, so I got to make sure I got everybody because I ain't labeled everybody right. But for some strange reason, I can't hear nothing in the background. This is crazy. Oh, I know what I did. That's why. I hit the wrong one. Okay. Now, we got with Mr. Who's Naked Up in Here, we got Nivita Cremosa, a.k.a. Evita, in the building. What's up? Lonella, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
What's going on with you there?
Wait. One second. Did you say my creamy life?
Maybe the cremosa.
Shit. I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Continue.
Yes, family.
Damn.
All right, that's what's up.
A creamy life, indeed.
I hear that.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Who else we got? I can hear you. Is it Sarah?
Yeah.
Hello? Sarah, okay.
Can you hear me?
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can hear you. All right. I'm just making sure. I'm going to make sure I get my labels straight. All right. All right. Area code 678. Who's that? Hello? Hello? All right, well, I'm just going to put y'all back in the queue until I figure it out who it is. All right, can y'all hear me clearly?
Yep.
Yes,
I can hear you.
Loud and clear.
All right, back.
Loud and clear, sure.
So quick, fast, in a hurry. How did y'all like being part of Drip U?
Oh, Hob, you're missing Honey Dip.
With Honey
and
Dip.
And is Marielle in the building?
Wait, you know, I know what's wrong. I'm in the wrong thing right now. I'm trying to figure out where everybody is. All right.
Yeah, and I think that 678, I think that may be Marielle.
I know.
I'm gonna open up anyway. Hopefully I got everybody. Do I have everybody? Is everybody here?
Yes. Except PPT. PPT got his
Wait, wait. Before I get myself in any trouble, good people, one and all. Also, OG Drip, Mr. Green Eye Bandit, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, Station Manager of the 50 Radio Universe. I give you Mr. Van Meadows. Can you give a round of applause for Mr. Van Meadows?
Ooh, yes.
Hey, 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 what's happening, family? How's everybody doing?
Here comes trouble. You can't be in here making people swoon already. That's the problem.
It's the ass for me.
Hey, Mojave, I'm just me, bro. I'm just me.
All right. Yeah, okay. Like, it's just me, you know. Clean-headed, big-bearded, you know, Mr. Pie Maker. You make pies and you eat them. We ain't even going to get into that right now. We're not going to get into it. We're not going to talk about it. So, Drip U, let me talk to y'all for you. How was it? How did y'all enjoy y'all process of coming into the Honey Drippers?
You're scary. Number one. Number two, I was so overwhelmed at work. It was not a good like back to back of like before and after type shit. And I was like, yo, I don't know if I can do this. And then my boyfriend was like, nah, you write sexy shit. You got this. And I was like, okay. Okay, so it was actually really helpful to be able to at least have a little bit of that extra push of support, because otherwise I would have been like, nah, I'm not good enough for this. So thank you for having patience with us.
Oh, definitely. No, definitely. Y'all definitely have patience. And some of y'all was funny. Some of y'all was funny. But, what you call it? Tell Honey, like, can someone tell Honey to hit me back channel and I got her, I'll bring her in.
I got you.
No, just tell her, hit me back channel. All right. So, quick question: who was the hardest instructor on y'all?
Spit.
Oh, for me it was Spit. Definitely Spit for me.
Why was Spit the hardest instructor on y'all? I already know, but I want y'all to agree.
For me, it was Spit, because, like, yeah, Spit was, like, really on my ass. Like, Spit is definitely kind of, like, a person who doesn't show, like, too much emotions or anything like that, so you don't know if he likes the piece or not. But then he'd just be like, all right, it was good. I'm like, okay, what does that mean, Spit? I don't know. But then, like, I would get, like, you know, kind of, like, you know, I know I got on Spit's nerves. And then he was like, all right, you know what? Write this piece. I'm like, thank you. Okay, cool. But at the same time, those are kind of the instructions that I do like, in the sense of, like, you know, I used to do that in the military. I used to kind of get on my instructor's nerves or something like that. But then end up doing push-ups and having to do push-ups and sit-ups. But what I found out is that actually helped. You know, not necessarily saying, like, oh, yeah, be a troublemaker or anything like that, but, like, you know, getting in trouble to have to do assignments and stuff like that, or in my case with the military, do push-ups and stuff like that, it made me push my limits more longer than what's expected. Like, you have an expectation of what your students, what you want your students to be like and stuff like that, and they have to meet a certain limit. And you're like, okay, they should be here by the time that they're done. But then you got this one person who's like, okay, well, yeah, he's going to be here with the class, but he's going to get more assignments or whatsoever, so that would push me a little bit more past the limitations of what y'all, or the expectations of what y'all wanted. And now I have a whole piece that I didn't even know that I can do that Spit threw on me, and it turned out to be one of Spit's favorite pieces. So I'm like, oh, okay, bet. You know, so, yeah, that's it was a win-win situation.
For me,
he
was the hardest instructor because he was the one. For me, he was the hardest instructor because he was the wild card. He was the one that was going to pull something out his ass, curveball, catch that, do this, Bye tomorrow.
I'm sorry. No, the weird thing is I love the confusion on y'all faces when y'all got something. I love the confusion, but you know what? I always loved about, like, Wits will always come in and be like, "Yo, what just happened?"
It's for real.
Wits would be like, "What just happened?"
Yo, I'm not gonna lie.
What just happened?
The class was blowing my mind because I was coming in, first of all, I'm getting into the chat room, and you guys been in there celebrating. It's like 198, 79 messages up in there, and I'm like, how am I supposed to get through all these messages to see what I'm supposed to be doing here? I'll get up in there, and I'll be like, what in the hell is happening up in here? Other than the fact that y'all got wet floor signs all over the place, cause y'all some naked motherfuckers.
Y'all be like, yay! Oh shit! Y'all be having fun talking? Having fun talking? I'm like, yeah, just beat your face in time. I'm sorry, that was funny.
Yeah, I will say
this.
The assignments was magnificent. They definitely pushed the bar of being a poet. I've been exercising poetry for, professionally for about the last 10 to 13 years, somewhere up in there. I can say I've been doing it, professionally. And, some of the things that I encountered in that room, I have not ventured into. So it was magnificent to cross those boundaries with y'all.
Nah, thank you. Thank you for crossing those boundaries with y'all. You know, I think one of the hardest things for people to do, especially if you've been poeting, like for real, a long time, is to bring yourself, you know, into a process where, you know, where you're listening to somebody, where technically, especially if you've had no mentor, like me, Rare, and Omari and Jay, we would talk about how we didn't really have mentors like that to help guide us into the paths that we went into. Matter of fact, Rare, what was the thing we were talking about with that? Well, no, Rare actually said she had John Good as a mentor. And we was like, we didn't even have like stuff like that. Like, we really had to build on our own like that. So, Rhea, what was you thinking?
This opportunity I thought was brilliant. One, to be able to stretch the bounds of already dope writers, right? It was kind of like, Spit and Omari was trying to kill everybody, Javi in there wrecking shop. I'm the little piece of levity to say, look, if you weren't dope, you wouldn't be in here. This is not about breaking you. It's about expanding you. One of the things I could say about having John Good as a mentor, it is always a beneficial, beautiful, humbling thing to have people at different levels of the game who will speak your name in spaces you can't currently walk in. It is an amazing thing. And John Good taught me the benefit of, John Good doesn't recognize himself as a poet. John Good recognizes himself as a writer because his writing goes beyond poetry, which is why he's written ads and commercials for the NFL, for the Super Bowl, for Frito-Lay, for Chick-fil-A, for Nickelodeon. It's why he's got an Emmy. It is, your writing can make room for you. And being able to write on any subject in a short amount of time, to be able to say what you need to say with brevity and clarity, and to be able to be nasty without being nasty, right? We take away all your favorite words and you still go out there and wreck shop. You can expand and grow beyond what you even thought you could. And that's what this class represented for me. It was giving you the opportunities to grow so that you can move in spaces that you don't even see right now.
All right, so let me ask you, what assignment did y'all hate the most?
Amari, I love you. Amari, I love you, but I mean, what the hell is a tanker? Like, it's...
I enjoyed those just because, like, honestly, like, I knew what a haiku was, and I know what a staccato was, but all the other shit, I'm like, I've never even heard of this, so it definitely made me realize, like, there's so much that I don't know and so much that I need to learn, so let me shut the fuck up and learn, you know what I'm saying? But I think the one that I didn't like the most was the one where we really had to, like, talk about a traumatic moment in our life, because I don't like putting myself back in that position. So I think that's just the one that I didn't like. But other than that, like, I think one of my favorites was how would you describe sex to a blind virgin? Because it was like, damn, what the fuck, where would I even start? So, yeah, I think that one was dope.
That was a super dope assignment. Like, that was one of my favorites because I could see the massive amount of confusion. But what I really loved, the one thing I loved about y'all coming through y'all assignments, you know, win, lose, or draw, even if you failed and had to redo it again, y'all tried. You put your energy into it, you know. You came through and did different things and made those things happen. And while I'm sitting here talking about all this stuff, we can always revisit the conversation, but I know certain people got to go before 10 o'clock, so I'm going to start with them. I'm going to go to Monella, a.k.a. Evita, a.k.a. Mi Vida Cremosa, to rock a poem, if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Make this mic drip. The mic is yours.
I've been waiting for you to be ready for me, a good girl for you. Now you're waiting for me with a present, a perfect lap to bubble and wine on, a perfect bulge to straddle and grind on, a perfect body cream and come on, watch me while I undress and climb on you. I want your hands to explore my body while I taste your tongue. I never get tired of kissing you. Grip my hips, suck my tits, follow my fucking rhythm, bite my lips, pinch my nips, learn my algorithm. Choke me like you hate me, growling like you're hungry, tearing like you'll clothe me right after you destroy me with your deep strokes, leaving me singing. I'll scream, I'll cream, you can keep adding icing to my cake and my cake, whichever, just don't surprise me with anal. I promise you, baby, I can handle it. I'll take my time when I sit on it, because you feel so good inside me. When your balls smack my nose, your cock deep in my throat, you reach down to slide your fingers inside me. When you suck on my clit and rub your fingers on it, give me a taste before you hammer inside me. Come with me. Walk that fine line between inflicting pain and pleasuring me. In turn, I'll bathe you in your moans and vibrations, soaking my skin in every drop of your milky elation. Yeehaw, my love. Yeehaw. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
It was the song for me.
What's really fucking dope about that, she said, follow my rhythm, and began to give rhythm and into a song. That shit is dope.
Mm.
Any flowers, any roses for Mi Vida Cremosa, a.k.a. Evita.
The song
I'm telling you, the song for me.
Every time I hear
you said
it,
what?
The song ain't going to be the same. Every time I hear that melody now, it's going to be over. And they're going to be like, yeah, yes, it is. And I'm going to be like, it's not my fault.
That part right there.
So you're going to be like, yeah. You see the ice cream truck go by, and you're just like, yo, it's the cream. It's the cream.
The cream. I'll be like, oh, that's not good for the convent dwellers. You know what? Goodbye. I don't want to talk to you no more.
Go ahead and come out of the convent.
No.
Wait a second. Is that Jinx?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, I'll be waiting in the hallway for her.
This is nasty.
Hey, Kenya.
Hi.
Wild it out. Yo, so can we get a round of applause for Monella killing that shit? God damn.
Thank you.
Yes.
I know you gotta go. So I wanted to make sure that you got up in here first. But let me ask Jinx. Jinx, who's the hardest instructor to you? Jinx, you there?
Oh, my Jinx, fault. I didn't hear my name.
I said, Jinx, who is the hardest instructor to you?
Hardest?
Yeah.
Hmm. Do 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 do. It's kind of a toss up because this guy named Hav, right? He likes to give us 37 assignments back to back, you know, when we're not looking. So I didn't appreciate that. Omari with the struggle bus, though, close second.
Yeah, a struggle bus assignment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I said, they're going to feel very disrespected when they get this. I'm going to give you the struggle bus assignment. Yo,
like, you know it's bad when you name really your assignment struggle bus. Like, you knew what you were doing.
That's the point. That was the point. The whole point behind that was that in itself. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to another poet. We're going to go check out Mr. Witz from Drip 22. Mr. Witz, you there?
Notice. What's
Witz,
up, family?
You there?
Can you hear me?
Yo, you got? Yeah, I can hear you. You got something for us?
Oh, of course I do.
I'll make this mic drip, bro.
She wakes me up out of my sleep as if she hadn't kept me up all night. Toss and turn inside and over the spread of the bed, feet to headboard, on in my body, connecting with every inch of my mind. And I'm so, am I echoing? Somebody mic came on, I apologize. Let me rewind that. She wakes me up out of my sleep, as if she hadn't kept me up all night, tossing, turning, inside and over the spread of the bed, beat the headboard, on in my body, connecting with every inch of my mind, and I'm so infatuated with the feeling, thoughts of her coming, that welcoming, I can't resist. Her rinse over me, so I'm up again, eager to oblige her whole, to make calligraphy an art of her limbs, answering her cat call to stroke again, digging in my drawers, to leave her in fountains, till she nail carved and feel good inside of the wood. And now that she has me at full attention, it appears she is trying to escape. But I'm ready to stand all the way up inside her now that I am awake, ready to take total control. And I'm not going to stop till I get it all out and the sticky prints of our insides are left to be sighted, reminding of the times she bled the sheets for hours, running off in streams, blots of her love, giving to spill for me as if she hasn't changed her cycle from my tapping in on her. But that's only proof of my touch in her spirit, thing that never seems to let me down. When horning hones in on our evening, and she can't stop her G spot from focusing in on my head, I give her what she wants, the best way I know how, scripting her walls in my personalized penmanship. And in the visual art I make of her words will be poems of why I trip.
So we just gonna talk nice to her. That's what we doing with? Is that what we doing?
Well, you know, that's a shout out to my squad. I had to bring us up in, I had to big us up in that piece. But that's a poem about a poem.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Danielle?
I'm just gonna sit back and savor the visual. That was good for me.
Goddamn. any other flowers, roses, panties, whatever you want to throw. Is there anything else I'd like to add? Let's give a round of applause for Mr. Witz. Come up and mask the place, you know. So next up, I'm gonna call up Mystic Sarah D, aka Pound Cake. Pound Cake, are you there?
Yes, Kendra.
Yes. Do you have something to offer us, Madame?
I think I got you. This piece is called Pleasure Island. I want to tongue kiss your balls while you're deep in my throat. I want to feel your head swelling. Don't worry. I won't choke unless you want me to. I'll bury your dick so deep you can feel the beat of my heart. Tell me, how do you want it? Because I aim to please. Sloppy, toppy, or mess-free, swallowing balls and all, or just giving them a little tease. Your wish is my command. In the streets, I'm your lady, but here, I'm your freak. Spank me, choke me with my hair, please. I want you so bad. My mouth begins to water. I'm dying to taste you again. I want to wrap my lips around your smooth skin. I want to feel you in my hands. I want to take every inch. I want to give you sweet, gentle kisses. Right before I devour it, your eyes on me. I want to see how you like it. fuck my face, grab my hair, do whatever you like. I'm not scared. I trust you. Go crazy. Let loose of this here's Pleasure Island. And I'm here to serve you. That's that piece.
Check, please. Check. Time to go.
I need to
play
the gate swing. I want a tongue kiss your ball. That's line one. Wait, we started it?
That tongue right on the ball. No taper.
Van, did you hear that?
Man, did I hear it? I'm trying to get my thumb out my mouth.
I'm just gonna play
that part.
Alright, thanks, pound cake. Pound cake is soft, and you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to skip past that.
I kind of knew I was like, nah,
not my mystery. I'm going to back up off of it. I'm going to go this way. Any other flowers, roses, panties, hotel room keys that you want to throw with, Sarah Jean? Please make your affirmations now, please. Thank you.
I just ordered a whole bunch of drawers online, and I just threw them all into the pack.
I appreciate that. I collect panties, room keys, flowers, condoms. I mean, we take it all over here.
Damn. It's the change in the range of your soft tone and that was good.
Mm-hmm. I'm just we just gonna hit the bell. Just hit the bell. Okay, there you go. All right. There you go. All right.
And be the ones with them soft-ass voices that you got to look out for.
You got to look out for them. You got to go look out for them. Definitely is. You know what? So we're going to go from you. Hopefully we, you know, because I'm going to see what the Queen of Heathens is doing. Excuse me, Lady Saz, infamous lyricist.
Oh, hell.
Queen of Heathens. The Queen of Heathen.
it's the way that you announce me, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry, but it is so true. It's like, it's infamous lyricist, a.k.a. Lady Sass, a.k.a. the Queen of Heathens. excuse me, Queen of Heathens. Do you have a piece to share amongst the people at this current time?
Yeah, I think I can do a little something. You know, lady size, little ass, all ass, of course.
All right.
The mic is yours. Make this mic, please.
You can win her. Okay. Twilight, star-studded glitter fading from the sky, your silhouette laying next to mine, memories of last night's festivities send electricity through my veins, sparks begin to fly as I skin touch, trailing kisses from your ears, reminiscing on how your lips caressed every inch of me, the pleasure that slowly started to pool in your private paradise, sizing while my hand grips the monster that has claimed my Loch Ness. My excitement rises as you rise to deep dive into my waters. I love how you explore them. As the sun peaks over the horizon, our shadows melt into oblivion as the rocking of my hips seem to be moving in slow motion. My hands locked behind my head, one of yours on the small of my back, the other on my breast, you pressed into me deeply, seeking the gate that unleashes the treasure of my orgasm. Meet my pace. Let my rapids flow until we meet your white water, breaking upon my shores of bliss, causing my mountains to quake, these shallow intakes of breath as we reach the summit. Wrap me up in the vortex of you, impaling me on your flagship mast, holding on for dear life as my tsunami pools in and monsoons on you, making Hurricane Katrina look like a pleasant walk on the first date. This good moaning falling from my lips, sweet like the calm after the storm, serene and pure, like a soft whisper. My body implores that I want more, flip me over. No more need to be gentle. Show me how you master the sea. Talk to my oceans with your trident. Don't worry. Even while laying down, I know how to ride it. Slam against my walls of ecstasy. Stir my waters. Let my waves peak before breaking over the shores of your volcano. It's ready to explode. The grumbling in your chest as you press forward. Rest upon my breath. Let my nails trail down your back like sensual pathways. Your growls met with my screams crescendo into a beautiful melody of pleasure as your lava flows violently into my cavern. I'll be your chamber where your magma goes. Let it coat me in embers that were created by our nature. As the song of the birds flutter in, collapsing, breath catching, we smile. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Wait a minute.
Hold
the fuck
up. Yeah, ask who she talking to.
Who the? Excuse my terminology. I'm going to have to say this one time for the one time. Nigga, who the hell? What the? Listen here. I've been trying to be like, yo, come through, smack drinks out of people's hands, trip people downstairs, and then you come in and just be like, I'm going to just throw niggas off the building. What the? I'm mad right now. You know I'm mad, right?
No.
I'm just mad.
I'm mad.
I'm talking about you came through flexing Superfly Snooker off the top buckle, flying elbows straight on people's heads. I'm mad right now. I'm mad right now. I'm talking about
I wouldn't be the queen of losing if I didn't do it right.
I'm just saying, yes, absolutely. So I'm talking about you got the flying elbow. You got hold on. Let me just look. That delivery. You're gonna get the bell for the delivery.
That's just my baby mama.
It sounds real familiar.
So really, this shit is your fault. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. That's true.
I tell him all the time. This is his baby. This is his creation.
He did this. He created me.
But I'm saying, you won't come through just flexing. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Reading, like, I didn't know I was standing. My jaw started coming off. I felt some kind of way.
Now he's naked. It's your fault.
I'll make you feel good.
You did this
real good.
I'm just saying. I was like, I had to fight with you. I had to straight fight with her. You don't understand. I had to fight with Jade. I had to fight with her. I had to fight. I had to have come to Jesus conversation.
Listen.
And then you
come
in here.
At least I listened.
You did. I get props on the listening. But you came in here showing your whole ass. It's a full moon now.
Came through dripping.
What's my name? Lady Sass, little ass. Hello.
Hey,
it's my baby mama.
Shit. Yo, I'm sitting here like, I'm like, what the? Breathe on it. Crazy. Look, the next time I see, you better do this shit. The sink, you better be on it just like you was just on it. That shit was crazy. I'm cussing and shit. You know you got to be a Billy Badass to make me cuss. I'm like, shit, goddamn. What the fuck? Just building on shit. Fucking pound cake come in here. I want a tongue kiss. I'm like, what? Hold on for a second. Is there any more flowers? you know, jars, condoms. Whatever you want to offer. For the queen. The queen. Huh? What'd you say?
Oh,
she living up to
that.
Her name. She's living
time,
up to her name.
From here on out. That's how you do it.
Now, exactly. Exactly. Every time. I want the same. Keep the same energy. Keep that energy. Because you was on. I was like, shit, that's how you smack shit out of people's hands. I like that shit. I like that a lot. That's how you do it, though. Oh, wait a second. All right. Matter of fact,
I need Honey, and I need Mary.
All right. I don't know if Honey's ready. I don't know if Honey's ready. Because I know she has to do something
ready.
In the background. But Honey, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, shit. Oh, what?
Okay. See, y'all had me. Y'all had me touching myself in the shower, and I don't appreciate that.
Yo. Oh no! What happened to her? She dropped. No! That's not what's supposed to happen. It said it kicked her out. All right. I'm gonna go get her back. That's what I'm gonna do right now. She's like, it just kicked me out. Mm-hmm. Like, blocked up. They don't like.
Dripping
don't like
with honey, she ready.
All right, Honey Dipper, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Honey Dipper, you there? All right.
I'm here.
All right, I'm gonna make sure. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Marky said, go.
Welcome. In my bedroom, there's toys, ropes, and handcuffs. Oh my! Now let me climb on top of you as you lay in my wet spot. You intoxicating, tantalizing, delectably delicious and succulent pound of flesh. You are my favorite flavor of man. And I refuse to go another moment without a taste, a sip, a hit of you. How sweet you can be. I miss feeling the drops of your sweat on me like wine as time ages. You quench me. Yeah, let me get the usual. That would be a half of your heart shaken, not stirred nor broken with the shot of that dick. So watch as I use my throat and throw back this one of me. Damn it, I'm trying to get you pregnant. I want to make you a great father, but at this point, a crazy baby daddy will do too, because I'm inebriated by your soul's thoughts. And if you being inside me feels like an eternity, I'll give you endless lifetimes of my wet womanhood. I want to be the reason for your beard to grow, so let me give you this mulch as you munch on this and fertilize it. Sound familiar, don't it? Let me rub on your ego and stroke your pride. Let me let this grip match your girth as you stroke inside. What I'd give to be a fly on the wall of your secret sinful nature, because, baby, I am the experience. So come test and taste her, experiment in this eloquent, effervescent roller coaster of emotions as I'm giving you the ride of your life, and watch me hold on tight. I'm strapped on now. Fuck me with your strap on and hold your pistol to the side, but not before pulling back out, pulling your thicker trigger and blow me out with them back shots. Come slut me out until I beg you to stop, until you see the tears drop. I'm feening for your manhood. I want to swallow your kids. I want to squirt in your eyes the way you nut in mine. Because, baby, you got me addicted. For real, for real. Oh.
Damn. How dare you come up in here licking your lip and rolling your tongue around in your mouth like that, making that noise?
My.
You are.
My.
One thing's certain.
The show tastes good tonight.
I
like that.
Or having that mango.
That's hot.
I want to squirt in your eye like you squirt in mine. What?
Yeah, you know, equal rights.
I got an attitude now. I got straight attitude because I can't even get none. And I'm all, continue. Got an attitude.
I'm just going to say that was some nasty-ass shit, and I liked every bit of it. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to give you a plug. Let's give you a plug. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
For all the horniness that's going on today, then again, welcome to the Drifting Radio Universe. This is a Fly Speak Open Mic Special Edition. It's supposed to be with Spit Raw, but we're here with his students from Drip. Fall 22, aka the first. And if you don't feel thirsty after hearing some of these poems like the one I just heard, there might be something wrong with you. You know, you need to get yourself checked out. Your blood should be rushing. You'll never be. I said, did she say girth? She said grab it. Wait a minute. That's crazy. Who's breathing heavy? Who's doing that?
That might have been me.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. You know what? Oh, my God. Now, long-time person participated in our shows, of course. We know him as Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. But here in Dripland, we call him Lou Draws. Yeah. Lou Draws.
What's going on? What's going on? Honey Drippers, what's happening? is that the Pearl of Negra?
What's up,
the Pearl of Negra? How you feeling? How you feeling, Queen? What's going on with you?
I'm worked up now after listening to all of this drip, and you can come in here and just take the moisture level to a whole nother number.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm gonna bring it up a notch or two.
Well, bring
touch it a little,
too.
Touch a little crotch or two. You never know.
Let's see what you're doing.
Not touch a crotch or two.
This is a little something different for y'all this time. I'm gonna put a little music for y'all. You know, Lou like to sing a little bit.
Let me know how the volume is on y'all.
That good with y'all?
Oh, it's good. Come on.
All right, here we go. Let's do this. My lady love, let's dance for a minute. claps my hand and perform a minuet. Place it on the small of your back. Sway with me. Be tangled in the strands of wetness before ebb and flowing into depths of tied wide thighs. Blowing into organs. Kissing to the whisking snare drums. Let's fall in love all over again. Let the clouds get loud, it's thundering outside. And I like whispering in your ear. Spun on tiptoes, fluid are our movements as dancers. Dip through the swishing sway of hips, kissing on places newly discovered. From now on, I need you forever. Like a breeze to a feather, like stormy to weather. We need our horns to mellow our halos. Well, I'm not going to ask you where's that. Just don't say no. I know where I put it. I know where I put it. And you love the flow of sensual music. Let's not stick to the plan and expand your memories of things to come. Come here. Feel the rhythm of isms and gasms and spazzing on spasms. And every time you have them, let's keep this beat on repeat. The trickling of sweat reflected as we watch our form. Ain't that loving you for more reasons than one could ever think of? Pirouette your silhouette and dance with me slow. Let's two-step and slide it to the left a little. Cha-chas and tangos and rumbas and samba. Let's glide to the rest a bit. There will be love tonight. Lou Draw's greatest hits. Waggle dance and guide me to where your honey drips from your hive. Slide. Home.
Tell me to come here.
Number one. Hold the fuck up. You gonna tell me,
Get him, son. Again.
Lou Draw,
come here again.
Hopped in the bag. You know what? Man, God damn.
What's up, honey trippers?
Can't be mad for what you added.
Can I stay awake?
Yeah.
Smooth ass. I love him.
I love you too, honey bee.
I was not ready. I was not ready. Let's say, hold on. Let me holler at Zan real quick. Zan.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you hear this motherfucker in his bag, though?
Man, I hear him, man. Calling out commands. Got the music. Soft, mellow, smooth. Go ahead, Lou Jones, my man.
What's up, Poetic? What's up, my brother? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Good to hear you, bro.
Yeah, it's good to be here, man. Good to be here. Rough day, but yeah, I made it.
Matter of fact, let me ask Lou Jones. Lou Jones, who's the toughest instructor you had during Drip U?
Oh, man, really the toughest instructor, man, was you, Mohammed. Why you? Because you had more assignments than anyone else put together. But the way you did you had more assignments than anybody, but, I mean, you know, Jay Simone, she was a tough man, but she was just She was just so mesmerized. Me, it was hard to concentrate and focus on what I had to do. She's so damn beautiful. I mean,
don't
so
blame me.
Hey, hey. I was blaming my eyes. It was playing tricks on me sometimes. I saw you naked a lot of times, so I'm just saying.
Oh, goodness.
Mm. My God.
Yeah, it was nice. It was real nice, too.
Oh,
and them hills just gave me some kind of thrill. You know, I'm not gonna say no more about that, but you know what I like. New draws, everybody. What's happening?
You'll never find me.
Another class like mine.
If we ever get you to a show, I'm trying to tell you, I'm gonna play that shit. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get the instrumental just to give it to you so you can just fuck around for a whole song. I got to do it.
Hey, that'd be cool, man. I was kind of digging through some dude today, man, but I ended up on some Lonnie Liston Smith tonight. So. Yeah, that song was called Shadow.
Listen, Jackson, look, I just think, you know what I think is going to be real fucking dope? I think when we get back to Jazz and the Key of Honey, part three. I think it's gonna be stupid because I think y'all gonna be in your bag. I think you're gonna be super be in your bag. But more importantly, you know, what I really like is that you become super succinct and you know exactly what you're calling out when you're calling out, and you know, it's assertive. You know, some people say it's not even aggressive. It's assertive energy that you're kicking out in your pieces that are real, you know, just it's powerful, you know. So I like that. I like that a lot. So let me give you this applause. You know. All right. Because we had to throw the applause up in there, you know, make sure it's happened. But you know what? We you know, before we get to the OG drip, we gotta make sure that we get Sensei in here. Sensei, you there, you ready? Marielle.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, Marielle, you ready?
Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah,
we can hear you. Okay, I'll go
first.
After
8. All right.
Cream with moans and screams. Do you ever have a wet dream from an ice cream? Sticky yet slippery, thick and icy. I love it within the shape of a kitty. Let me tell you how to eat this cookie with the cream. Because it's only for those that are handy. Because if you want to get the cookie, you can't be lazy. Now, first spot the cookie you want to eat. And stroke it with your tongue around it gently. Now, it might start melting. So keep your eyes on the cream as you're focusing on the cookie. The best way to control the flowing is to keep your tongue cycling. Now, it's important to understand the positioning while you're licking. Grip the side so it doesn't fly while the tongue is flicking. Now hold it tight because it could get messy. But me, I really don't care when it's oozing, but that's just me. See, I do this professionally.
I can eat the ice cream without looking. I'm the cookie monster. Sesame Street ain't got shit on me. But let's proceed with the explaining. Now, be careful with the tongue while stroking the ice cream, especially if you want it to respond differently. Now, not too slow, too quickly. Don't want to catch the brain freeze, but a consistent speed, gently, flip, thump, circle, then repeat. Use your nose if you need to breathe, but if you need some practicing with the tongue accuracy, eat a handful of sunflower seeds. It'll help you achieve the things that will give you what you're seeking. But again, you have to control the cream. Make your fingers and your tongue work as a team. Now, it may stream down like a slide, so you have to lick the tongue up the sides. And then have it glide up the thighs. Oops, I mean the cone. And it's okay if you let out a moan. Sometimes the ice cream be that damn delicious. But just use the tongue like it was delicious. Now focus and see the cream that's on your hand. It could start getting sticky. Now this ice cream is literally finger licking. Now get it, we'll let it back to the cookie. It's almost out. Now you just have to use your mouth and suck it out. Now suck and scoop. Suck and scoop. Wiggle your tongue to make it more loose. There you go. Now it's coming out. Now watch how the cookie drips down, and that's how you eat the cookies with the cream. Now the very last thing you have to do is lick everything clean. Peace.
You nasty mother. this is officially your theme song. I'll play this. It's officially your theme song.
Thank you.
We just all listen to the first stanza. Listen to it right here. This,
you
this,
know
this,
it's
this all you.
Nothing to pull love if I you really want to do it. I'm leaving the studio dirty. And we finna make a movie. You've been eating your fruit. I know it. By the way you talking to me, I know you gon' taste good. So make sure you keep it juicy. You say what I give, you's not the same love. Sick of them niggas playing games, love. They play. I just wanna make the pussy sing something nice.
That's you, bro. That's you.
I'll take it.
He's like, thank you. You nasty mother. Really? Doing the ice cream, man. This you and Georgie, huh? This is what we doing?
Well, that was Georgie. That wasn't me. Mario doesn't even have control over the erotic pieces. That's Georgie.
You know what? Whatever. My whole ice cream thing. I can't. Between you, your class has single-handedly fucked up ice cream trucks for me. I'm going to hit an ice cream truck, and this is all I'm doing.
Yeah.
And they're going to put you
in here,
and I'm going to be like, it's just you.
Yes, they have. I applaud you. I second that.
Well, I was just showing how to eat cookies and cream. You know, sometimes that's like the toughest ice cream to eat. So I was just, you know.
Let me slam this comment.
Really? Come on, sensation, baby.
Now, I'm just saying. You know what? It's just unruly. Just unruly. Y'all just came in here sticking up the floor. Now, where's Jinx at? Jinx, are you there? We just add to this shit. Well, why not? Fuck it. Throw everything. Kitchen sink. Hey, Jinx, are you there? Yes. So Jinx, all right. So what we gonna do?
Was that me?
Now?
I'm a little too slow.
You said what?
Was I too slow?
Too slow, just a little bit. You're moving too slow. But you here now. You ready?
I am.
Well, all right now, let's go. The mic is yours.
His invitation to my sensual session. As the poet leaks creativity like a brainstorm, I make this muse my pad. Turn this tongue to a pencil. Watch me etch and sketch. An impression of pink against pink, tracing a stencil. Maybe I'll trade it off with something a little more permanent. Make my mark. See, my pen is going to leave an imprint you always remember. My hand's great for stamps. You see that five-finger impression on your ass? The way my mouth floored that signature had you starstruck. Bet you like to know how those J's and Y's feel like in the calligraphy of my vernacular. Have you losing your identity every time you come for me? So I pick which identity I'll give back to you. Can make you say. And then command the experience. Call me Mr. Flip. So I turn the tables, flip through positions like a true switchboard. See, get over here. I said, bring that ass here. You want thug love, so I'm going to show you something. Show you everything I've been concealing. Actually, take out that thing I carry. A pistol whip across the lips. Take this gun in your mouth so our minds can be blown. I knew you was a down bitch. Every time you cocked me back, had me on the verge of misfiring. But you kept taking me downrange. Let me lose sight of my weapon to my gangster oozed. And I became your simp. Simply a tool to be used. Your boy toy. Your yes man. I know all you want to hear is, yes, ma'am. May I please you, ma'am? The way I listened and obeyed, looked up with my big brown puppy eyes, down here in my rightful place. I love how my head feels cupped in your hands, the way you turn my face and me in nothing but ecstasy. You bucked and held me under. I didn't fight the tide. I just like it was a final breath. And I heard you call him back to the bedroom party. I need daddy back. Yes, little one. I heard you calling. The stage was for you.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Did you have to put that slight big in your tone like that? I saw everything. I saw you down there. Y'all are just coming in here cutting the fuck up tonight. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's unruly and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just coming here fucking shit up. Just clapping drinks, drop kicking him up with his spine off the top turnbuckle.
Mm-mm.
You would have thought this was
Lord. I mean, y'all didn't tell me if you want a daddy or a plaything, so give a little bit of both. Taste of Mr.
Oh.
Flip.
God.
Well, Mr. Flip, Mr. Flip, I get it. It actually fucking works. Flip that motherfucking switch. God damn.
Jay, come get your man, girl. Go get him, please.
No.
Don't tell him.
Go ahead.
Been good.
I'm
we just go ahead to bell. Some applause for you. You nasty ass miscreant. Oh man, oh listen, he's just filthy, just nasty.
He's the king of the heathen.
Listen, yes, you know what? That's what's gonna happen. Well, I guess that's all we have for Drip U. So I think it's time to let the OGs get a little piece of this, get a little taste it a little bit. Let's try to make this happen. So let's start out with La Perla Negra. La Perla Negra, do you have something delectable to share with the good people?
I'm going to try to make it delectable. I'm supposed to go after that. Oh, shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I got something. I'm going to be honest with y'all, though. I ain't know what I was going to spit, but since you got me worked up and I'm smelling my sex, I'm going to give you beast mode again. All right. I thought he was still at work, so I was trying to freshen up before he got home, but to my surprise, he gotten off early because he climbed right in the shower with me. Only he didn't kiss me this time. He just pushed me against the shower wall, slapped his body against my back, put his legs between mine, and stuck his dick deep inside me and fucked me hard. Harder and longer and stronger than usual. God, this man was full of energy and rough. But I liked it. He turned me around and pulled my legs up so fast I thought he was going to slip. But he just slammed my back against the shower wall again, holding my legs, bouncing me on that dick, grabbing my ass and drilling me. Tongue in my mouth, kissing me hard, full of passion. He stopped and pressed his face against mine, darting his tongue in my ear, kissed and bit my neck, put his hand around my throat and said, "Don't say shit. Not a fucking word. Just moan." Grabbed my left breast and filled his mouth with it, then sucked on the right. I wanted to call out his name, but him taking control like this, all I could do was moan for pleasure. It was fucking me so good. It was pure passion, and I was just coming all over that dick. Came so hard, I started squirting. When he felt that warm liquid running over his sack and down his thighs, he pulled out and knelt down and put his lips right on her. He started sucking and licking and drinking, because he didn't believe in letting a good squirt run away. Catch that shit. What'd he say? He took his last swallow, got up out of the shower and said, "Come with me." I followed him into the bedroom. He turned to face me and grabbed a handful of my hair and pulled me close. He looked me in my eyes for a few seconds. Kissed me like it was our first time together. It was oh so sweet. Then he shoved me on the bed and my pussy juiced right back up. But I already knew what was about. We've all played and rough fucked before, but not like this. He ravaged my body like he was fucking for a vengeance. He was pounding and grunting and squeezing and biting and oh my God. Almost passed out from the passion. He tried to slow his stroke, but when he threw my legs up, I could feel the buildup coming. He thrust harder and deeper and faster, and oh, he was, oh, baby. I never did get to taste him. But sometimes you just gotta let him be in beast mode. Yes, that beast.
Oh!
Oh! Calling out there. Calling all of that.
Wow. I love the how. Thank you. Damn.
Yeah. You done made Lou draw a smile. Hell yeah.
That's what's wrong. Yeah,
yo, I wasn't ready.
You came out like American Werewolf in London in this
bitch. Oh, shit. Yo, y'all got any flowers with y'all? Yeah.
Okay. You're so brilliantly filthy, Danielle. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Yo. We run out of time real quick. I'm gonna go to Songbird. Oh shit! Yo,
you want me to go after that?
Yo, cool. Oh, Songbird, come on, Songbird, one time.
I'm okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Lou Jaws fucked me up.
Half of this 10 ain't no good. Oh, okay.
Oh,
Jesus.
All right, come on, Silver. Come on.
Okay. But one time, okay. Oh, shit. I'm crazy beyond what I thought love would be. I find myself admiring your flaws while you sleep. What did you do to me? You are the pure essence of joy. I can't help but want to have it more. I just want to have it more. Overindulge and get lost in you. I didn't hesitate for you to pluck my flower and devour my soul like food, not just sexually, but poetically and spiritually and emotionally. Your unconditional love I found, and you got me on cloud nine, and I don't want to come down, and if I do, promise to catch me and kiss me afterwards. Catch me and kiss me afterwards. I get high off of the supply of you. Eye to eye, I see God in you. Have me with visions of pyramids and mountains as you dive into my ocean. I don't mind diving in love's potion. Fuck breath, we don't need it. Fuck breath, we don't need it. Because we are the only life support needed to survive. Your thrust is my defibrillator, keeping me alive. Shock me. Shock me. Damn. Shock me. Your electricity. Give me that energy that only I can have. I want to be able to grab your heart and infuse it with mine. And in an instant we become one of a kind. I like the sound of that. One of a kind, and I do more than crave you. I yearn to be a part of you. Baby, take me. I yearn to be a part of you, my Adam.
Yearn one more time. Yearn one more damn time.
That's what I'm saying. And that yearn just melted like butter. Oh, Lord.
Just like a triple butter bitch would. You make me sick, kid.
I'm trying to tell you.
You make me sick, Kenya. You make me sick. Oh,
you don't sound sick
Southern
to me, Kenya.
Yes, indeed.
You do not sound sick at all.
While we're at it, we're gonna go to. She comes to me as a rare epiphany. Rare, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm ready. After Kenya done slipped up all the damn floor.
Yes, yes, she did. It was very wet. I slid all the way to the front of the cash register. It was nice.
Now I have to make it moisturize than compromise when I come through.
Pun
intended.
God damn it. Rare, the mic is yours.
Thank you.
So, are we ready, Rare?
Yes.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. My mama said, don't talk with your mouth full. I guess that's why my ready tool. Uh-oh, hold on 1 second. Thank you. All right. We're going to run this back. Here we go. My mama said, don't talk with your mouth full. I guess that's why my ready tool is my pen. So I write what I can't say when you're deep in the boa constriction of my throat. Stroke length until you soak vocal cords. Let my tongue trace and explore your veins until you strain to release the notes evoked from the melodious music my mouth is making on your melanated megaphone. Nigga, make yourself at home in these jaws of life. I drank you once and twice, and I'm at least 3 times a lady, maybe. I will allow you to be rehydrated, drink from the gated confines of my well. Fan these flames, brew this storm to the ripples of this tide swell. Spill over. And I, Red Rofer, I'ma send this mouth back over and let lips grip your phallic gift, and you regift me with mouthfuls of drip that I swallow in gulps, while my tongue sculpts Michelangelo masterpieces between these thighs of yours. My knees are at home on this floor, face in your lap, lapping the sap of your maple tree. You should have asked about me. I kill silently, because my mama told me to never talk with my mouth full, but bitch pull no lunch. Punches, eat all their motherfucking lunches, and let your silence talk your shit for you.
Excuse me. I know you didn't like that rah-rah shit just a second ago. You talking about Red Rover. I'm bringing the mouth over, then it's thank you.
Excuse me. excuse me, was you holding it and looking at it while you was talking about it? Because it sounded like you was holding it right there in front of you and speaking to it.
I was listening to the mic.
I'm calm my happy ass down, and I'm not going to make no more comments. I'm just going to sit still and make sure I stand up and don't knock shit over.
You and that damn bell.
I'm just saying. Let me ring that motherfucker one more time. One more time for the one time for the one time. God damn it. God damn it. But let me hurry up because we down to the last 7 minutes, and I got to make sure that I get the very Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy himself.
Uh-oh.
You know, y'all going to learn about that. Ben, you there? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, my hobby. What's good?
Open up that
sound. Mic is yours,
man. Appreciate it.
Oh, my baby daddy, my head. Go ahead.
Here's what I'd like for you to do. After you've allowed me to demonstrate tantric voodoo upon your body's internal and external working of your pleasure, when you've held back that urge to allow your moan to surge, I will pause before I continue using oils, lubes, restraints, and toys, satisfying every kink and fantasy for you to enjoy, while I incorporate some of the most sensual massages, creating stimulating beyond erotic sensation for passionate messages, every eye-gazing stare, deeper than the last one. And it's unfair that I told you, you better not moan, especially since pleasing you is taking on a different sexual stimulant zone. I want that first moan to be when I slide this dick into your moist, wet host, see, when I part the lips of heaven with the head of my rod, even he shall comfort you. And then at last, the penetration that's awaiting vaginal hydration will finally be that moment you let out the loudest moan of pleasure, joy, excitement, leaving room for no doubts that your pussy will be the safety enclosure for my manhood's ultimate gratification. And sure, we will make rhythmic movements to the melodies and tunes of our own sexual oasis environment, where two lovers in the heat of passion can become that moaning obsession. So with each thrust of slow pelvic motions, I want to feel your breaths and be delighted in your moans, devotions, because each octave sounds so much like poetry. So go ahead, release, and wet me. Poem.
Oh, God.
Like too much.
Relate.
God damn.
Ladies, do you have any flowers for Mr. Vetmouth?
I don't know if it's flowers, but I got something.
I got lips and ass and shut up, Kenya. Shit.
I accept.
What on damn it?
Oh my God.
Listen, we're gonna give that a good goddamn. We're gonna ring the bell.
Yes, ring that damn bell. Because I'm about to bet you my golly wow his ass. He better stop playing with me.
Oh, shit.
Bet you my golly wow.
God damn.
I like snacks.
This a buffet. No snack.
Perfect. One more time. So
before we get up out of here, it's a school night and there's a whole bunch of stuff people have things to do. And, Van, can you tell us what's going on in 58 Radio Universe for the rest of the week? Good, sir.
It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Erotic Love Zone with La Pearl, La Negra, and Ms. VIP. Thursday night's going to be the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night's going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity and La Pearl, La Negra. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra. Sunday night's the Inspiration Factor with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Monday night is going to be the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic, and we'll have Jess J joining us as well. And then next Tuesday, we'll be right back here with Iron Man, a.k.a. Mojave, and one of his great shows, possibly War Council, maybe. Mojave, which show are we bringing next week?
We're doing a Honey Dripper 2.0. But since we only have 90 seconds, we're about to go off the thing, and everything else is happening. I want to thank all of y'all who've come out to hear Drip U Fall 22, newest members of the Honey Drippers. Give yourselves a round of applause. I'm going to give you the applause for y'all.
Oh. Congratulations, Drip U. Wow.
Shout out to Rich. Pound Cake, the Queen of Heathens, Lady Saz, Jinx, Mr. Flip, oh man, Lou Draws, Honey Dip, a.k.a. Honey Dipperton, Pound Cake, oh man, y'all just came through and rocked shit crazy. And of course, the Sensei, Elvis Sensei, Marielle, rocking out. Making us look like ice cream, everything else is going on. And shout out to the rest of Drip U that couldn't make it through. But we also want to hold spit up in prayer, make sure he's good. But we are having a fantastic time. Make sure that you check us out at @_HoneyDripperErotic on IG. Also check out the Honey Dripper 2.0 next month. And it's this podcast about the self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Love y'all.
Stay dripping. VMP Shaw. Talk to y'all soon. Love you guys. Stay dripping. Drip, drip, drip.
Drip, drip, drip.
Bye.
I love one mic.
I'll see you when I get there.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.